LaGuardia drove fast, in and out of traffic, and in a very few minutes we were over the causeway to the Miami side again, across Biscayne and a half mile or so to I-95. She drove onto the freeway and wove north through traffic at speeds that seemed a little much, even for Miami. But we got to 595 and turned west. She looked at me sideways out of the corner of her eye, three times before she finally spoke. "That's a nice shirt," she said. I glanced down at my nice shirt. I had thrown it on to chase out of my apartment and saw it now for the first time, a polyester bowling shirt with bright red dragons on it. I'd worn it all day at work, and it was a trifle ripe, but yes, more or less clean-looking. Somewhat nice, of course, but still. Was LaGuardia making small talk so I would relax enough to make some damaging admission? Did she suspect that I knew more than I was saying and think she could get me to drop my guard and say it? "You always wear such nice clothes, Dexter," she said. She looked over at me with a huge, goofy smile, unaware that she was about to ram her car into a tanker truck. She looked back in time and turned the wheel with one finger, and we slid around the tanker and west on I-595. I thought about the nice clothes that I always wore. Well, of course I did. I took pride in being the best-dressed monster in Dade County. Yes, certainly, he chopped up that nice Mr. Duarte, but he was so well-dressed. Proper clothing for all occasions. By the way, what did one wear to attend an early morning decapitation? A day-old bowling shirt and slacks, naturally. I was a la mode. But aside from this morning's hasty costume, I really was careful. It was one of Harry's lessons. Stay neat, dress nicely, avoid attention. But why should a politically-minded homicide detective either notice or care? It was not as if... or was it? A nasty little idea began to grow. Something in the strange smile that flicked across her face and then away gave me the answer. It was ridiculous, but what else could it be? LaGuardia was not looking for a way to put me off my guard and ask more penetrating questions about what I had seen. And she didn't truly give a winged fart about my hockey expertise. LaGuardia was being social. She liked me. Here I was, still trying to recover from the horrible shock of my bizarre, lurching, slobbering attack on Rita. And now this. LaGuardia liked me? Had terrorists dumped something in the Miami water supply? Was I exuding some kind of strange pheromone? Had every woman in Miami suddenly realized how hopeless real men are, and I had become attractive by default? What, in all seriousness, the hell was going on? Of course, I could be wrong. I lunged at the thought like a barracuda at a shiny silver spoon. After all, what colossal egotism to think that a polished, sophisticated career-track woman like LaGuardia might show any kind of interest in me. Wasn't it more likely that... that... that what?